Welcome to Sock Talk episode 9. I'm Deidre.
I'm Lisa.
Welcome back.
Again.
Take two.
Nobody will hear take two. But our celebrity topic. Our topic. Because we have to have a topic.
Yes.
Is celebrity female crushes.
Yes.
And we recorded this the first time and basically just talked about two people.
Yes.
So now we've expanded. With some eye rolling from me.
But yeah, you had a lot of eye rolling.
I did.
It's like a lot of judging going on.
Not judging, just like, what? Yeah, but what? Now we have a list to follow.
Mm-hmm.
So let's this again.
Yes.
So your number one celebrity crush.
Without a doubt, Angelina Jolie from like even years ago. Like I had a crush on her from even like her wild years, even with Billy Bob Thornton.
Drinking each other's blood.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Getting those crazy tattoos and stuff. Oh my
gosh. So many tattoos.
Yeah. And then even now with all her kids and like she's still gorgeous and classy. Regal. Oh my gosh. Like anytime I see a picture of her, I'm like, you know, her, like, eyes, her lips,
her
like, her hair, everything is perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Always looks good.
Oh, my gosh, all the time.
She was always my number one female crush until, I know, Charlize Theron came out a few years ago being, like, super badass.
Oh, yeah.
Mad Max.
Oh,
Atomic Blonde.
Yes.
She's just, like, so kick-ass.
So kick-ass.
Like, yes, I will be your girlfriend.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care.
Take me now.
I don't.
I'm done.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
But sign me up. As I use all your catchphrases.
I know it's true. Like in one sentence.
How many Deidre catchphrases can I use in one sentence?
I mean, this you can apply a lot to this topic.
This could be a topic for some other day.
Yeah, it's true.
It'll be like a Mad Libs version of Deidre's.
No, but she's also one of my crushes too, you know.
I know. I want to be her when I grow up.
You know, me too. And
apparently I've not grown up yet.
No.
Mediocre life.
Yeah.
Back in our hometown.
Not badasses and
we were badass for a little bit when we jumped out of a plane.
Which is just going to keep bringing up apparently.
I'm saying that was our big badass thing.
Yeah, it's
true. And then we were just
and here
nauseous.
We are.
And then we felt fine, and then we eat dinner, and then we're running in the rain, and then we're nauseous again. So there goes any kind of badass that I could have been, because I was nauseous all day from skydiving.
We just get too nauseous from badassery.
So, next crush.
Yeah, continuing the badassery, how about, is it Margot Robbie?
Yes.
From Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, like she basically made that movie.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
I know, everybody wanted to be her for Halloween.
Oh yeah,
for sure. And then she's been in other movies. I don't know if you've seen The Wolf on Wall Street.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes.
I did see that, too.
And I don't know. She's in a lot of shit-ton movies. She's going to be, or she was in this Tonya Harding movie where she played Tonya Harding.
I don't know what that is.
Do you know who Tonya Harding is? Are you a baby?
So. Is that, like, an author?
Tonya Harding, for everybody who doesn't
girl
know.
Girl crush?
This one, no. This was a big figure skating lady back in the day, and there was Nancy Kerrigan, and Nancy Kerrigan was this big, you're gonna have to Google this, because I feel
I
like
feel
anybody
like
my
want
age
to Google this.
Knows about Tonya
I
Harding
feel like
and Nancy
I'm done.
Kerrigan.
No, okay. I don't care about figure skating.
So Margot Robbie, classy, always looks nice as well, so I guess I'll pick mine, which is Ruby Rose.
Oh, yeah. I mean, honestly, you can't talk about female celebrity crushes without Ruby Rose.
First, she came onto the scene. I mean, she's from Australia, so already she has that accent, I'm like, oh, sign me up.
Yeah.
But she came into the scene when she did, like, that YouTube video of a girl, you know, with the dress, with the long hair, all painted up. Or, like, all made up, like a typical woman is supposed to look.
Yeah.
And then just completely strips down bare.
Which she looked
hair,
better after.
Tattoos.
She looked better after.
I know.
Like, at first I was like, and then she, like, shaved her head and
her
like, had tattoos
and
everything.
Tie, and then
oh,
she has a cigarette.
Sick.
And I'm like,
I know. I was like, wow. All
right, what's happening right now? I'm very confused right now.
I know. I was very confused, too.
But I like it.
I know.
And then she came, then she was on Orange is the New Black for a few episodes, and I'm just
which
like,
is actually what made me watch that show, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
That's when you started watching?
Yeah, exactly. After, like, everyone's like, Ruby Rose, and then I, like, looked more into Ruby
You're
Rose.
Like, who the fuck
and
is
yeah,
Ruby
I
Rose?
Was like, who is this? Like, You're where like, do I find out more?
Yeah.
And then I started watching Orange is the New Black, and I was like, oh my gosh, you know?
You know, there's something, because I'm looking at another one we have on the list here, Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah.
Notice how Angelina Jolie, Megan Fox,
yes,
Ruby Rose, all, like, black hair and blue eyes.
I guess I didn't notice that. You know what I noticed?
I'm just thinking because they all kind of look similar.
Dark hair and nice eyebrows.
Kind of like what you have.
Yes.
So Deidre's looking for
I have
for
a crush
people.
On myself.
Women look like her.
Yes.
And I go for tall blondes usually. But I do like the dark hair, blue eyes.
Mm.
But Megan Fox, obviously. Yeah. She was like the younger gorgeous. Angelina Jolie when she
That's
came
That's what
out.
I thought too, actually. Like, I mean, I still liked Angelina. Like, she's my mm-hmm. go-to. But then Megan Fox was like the new Angelina.
I know. And she's had... I think 3 boys now, and she still looks amazing.
Sick.
She's like doing these lingerie ads. I'm like, how the fuck did you have 3 kids?
Seriously.
Because I know I will not look like that ever if I ever have kids. I got this mom bod down on pat, and it's gonna stick around if I have children. I have had childbearing hips since I like hit puberty. So.
Anyway.
Back to you.
Rihanna.
Y'all. Oh. And we could not believe we forgot Rihanna.
I know.
We were like, we only talked about 2 women. There has to be more, so
oh
we have to Google
gosh.
It. And Rihanna.
Yes. Like
so much.
Yeah. In her music videos and stuff. Oh.
So badass.
Yes.
And her tattoos, I've Googled.
I
like,
love
any
her
more tattoo ideas. And yep. she always looks awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And just... empowering as to
yes.
female badassery.
Yep.
Just like Beyonce.
Exactly.
And like we talked about in the last one that never got posted, mm-hmm. how could anybody fucking cheat on Beyonce?
Apparently freaking Jay-Z.
Jay-Z,
I have like no
big
whole...
in the 90s.
Yeah, like seriously.
Thinks he's gonna pull one over on Bae.
Sick.
Which did inspire her awesome Lemonade album.
Okay,
maybe
well, thanks
why
for
she
that,
stuck
Jay-Z.
With him.
Thanks
maybe
for
she's
that.
Like, you were good inspiration, you yeah. cheating son of a bitch.
Sick.
And now we have these kids together. But Beyonce fucking don't need that. Look at Angelina Jolie. She has a fuck ton of kids. And she don't need no man.
Yeah, she's like, bye, Brad Pitt.
Just,
you're a jerk. I'm cutting
Those
you off,
Those two are just
sucka.
Fine, like, together dating. And then they get married and then...
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So let that be a lesson to you.
Just don't date and
don't
get married.
Don't get married.
Ever. Just be a single badass female.
And then you can add your family of women you love and then this other one that made me roll my eyes, but okay.
You mean Keira Knightley? Which I don't understand why you don't have, like, a crush on her. Like, I think she's gorgeous.
She has nice lips and nice eyes, but...
She has, like, nice bone structure, too. Like, I like bone structure.
Yeah.
And her in Domino, I think that's the name of the movie, where
yeah.
she was, like, a bounty hunter. Oh, my gosh. Like, she was, like, such a badass in that movie, too. I was like, yes.
Just
go kick some ass.
Badasses.
Yeah, exactly. And then another one that you absolutely hated, the fact that I even brought up, was the Kardashian/Jenner family. Like, I think they're absolutely gorgeous, and I admire the fact that they are successful. Like, mm-hmm. you have to at least admire that.
I like it.
And they have great eyebrows, dark hair, great bodies. Like, what else do you want?
They have personal trainers who help them get in shape. They have makeup artists who make them... do their makeup for them. They've had
Kylie does
jobs.
Her own makeup,
They've
but okay.
Had, but I really do appreciate Kourtney and how well she looks for her age, and her skin and her hair is amazing, and I wish I looked like Kourtney. I get behind all that, but as I mentioned, I find it just really disrespectful how they talk, and annoying. So I can't be like, oh, I have a great crush on them, because I factor personality into my crush. And that's how we got to Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes. The perfect combination of awesome personality with great looks.
And she's an awesome actress. Any movie
oh, yeah,
I've seen
true.
Her in, I mean, like I said, Mother was kind of messed up. But she is an awesome actress.
She
Any
is.
Movie she's been in, like Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, she was so good in that.
And then if we go see Sparrow next weekend.
Red Sparrow, yeah.
Red Sparrow, what did I say?
You said just Sparrow. Oh. But I just hit Sparrow, so I'm just like, no, I'm pretty sure it's Red Sparrow.
Yeah, you know your birds. Cause
yeah.
You know
Because I
car.
Run them over.
Or my car.
Yes, it's true.
Doesn't matter whose car she's in, she's no. hitting a bird.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, she is so real and hilarious. And like I said, just an awesome actress. Any movie I've seen her in, I'm just like captivated.
And her face is like so nice.
And she's got blue eyes. And
I feel like I don't notice people's eyes as much as you do.
I'm more about like the smile.
And I'm indifferent to your smile.
I look
smile.
At the smile no. and then dimples. Like that girl we work with. I'm like, you and your dumb dimples.
Oh, sick, yeah.
I wish I had dimples.
Right?
I hate you, but I don't.
I wouldn't optimize dimples because I wouldn't smile. Like, you
I
wouldn't
know.
Even see my dimples.
You wouldn't.
No.
I mean, sometimes if I smile real big, I can see a little something going, but I'm like, that's not a dimple. That's me
that's
getting older and my, like, face is thinning out down here on the bottom.
Yeah.
I'm losing baby fat.
Well, but it looks like we're coming up on the end here.
Talk to you guys.